This week, we're talking about the gift of a word of knowledge that we can receive from the Holy Spirit. Now, in the middle of writing the sermon this week, Russia decided to invade Ukraine. And it got me to thinking, actually, especially as I was hearing commentators and preachers and everything else and everything they were saying. The timing for this sermon series probably couldn't have been better, because I've heard so many this week speaking with authority, making it sound like they have the gift of a word of knowledge. And, well, we'll get into that a little bit later. The gift of the word of a word of knowledge is one of the most challenging gifts to understand, because so often our perception of people who claim to know things, palm readers, psychics, clairvoyants, and all of these folks that make us shy away from giving validity to the gift of a word of knowledge. But the Bible lists it as a gift, so we know that some do receive knowledge directly from the Holy Spirit, from God. Now, Paul explained the gift of the word of knowledge in our text today, which is 1 Corinthians 2, 12 through 16. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness. And they cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I read somewhere this week that the difference between the gift of a word of wisdom and a gift of a word of knowledge is that a word of wisdom gives you the voice of Christ, but a word of knowledge gives you the mind of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12:8, Paul wrote, "To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit." Two different things, closely related, but different. The Greek word for wisdom is sophias, meaning the capacity to understand and, as a result, to act wisely. The Greek word for knowledge is gnosis, and it means a seeking to know, an inquiry or investigation, especially of spiritual truth. Help clear it up a little bit. Let's look at some examples in the Bible when someone received the gift of a word of knowledge. Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree before he came to him. In John 1, 47 and 48, when Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Another example is Jesus knew Lazarus was dead without being told. John 11:14. "So then he told them plainly, 'Lazarus is dead.'" Jesus knew the life story of the Samaritan woman before she ever opened her mouth. In John 4:18, he told her, the fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. But before you start thinking, well, yeah, okay, Cheryl, we said this last week. That's Jesus. Jesus wasn't the only person in the Bible to receive the word of knowledge. Peter knew the hypocrisy of Ananias in Acts 5:3. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? When in Acts 27:30-31, when the sailors wanted to abandon the ship in order to save themselves, Paul knew that everyone had to remain on board for them to be spared. And the text says, in an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. In the Old Testament, Elijah knew the location of the Syrian army and told the king of Israel in 2 Kings 6:8-12. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God, and time and again Elijah warned the king so that he was on guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram, and he summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel. None of us, my lords, the king, said one of the officers. But Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. That's a gift from the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. In Acts 9:11-16, the disciple Ananias, not the same Ananias we just spoke of, but the disciple Ananias knew where Saul of Tarsus, an enemy of believers, was staying, and was sent to him by the Holy Spirit. Starting in verse 11, the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him and restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your people, your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. In Acts 10, the Holy Spirit told Peter that three men were at the gate asking for him, in verses 19 and 20. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. See, y'all, and y'all know this, God is omniscient. He knows everything. Everything. And when he chooses, he gives a piece of that knowledge to believers. He sends us the gift of knowledge that we or someone around us can then use the gift of a word of wisdom to apply it to a situation. Now, while we should always seek and study to increase in the knowledge of God, that's not the supernatural gift of a word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is one way God communicates to people through the inspired speech of a spirit-filled believer. This word could also come via tongues and interpretation or through prophecy. Now, the Holy Spirit told Jesus about Nathanael's nature. told Jesus about the woman's life story and that Lazarus was dead. And Jesus could only know these things because the Holy Spirit came upon him at his baptism. Elisha, Ananias, the one who talked to Saul, not the one who held back money, but Paul and Peter could only know what they knew because of the Holy Spirit. The Bible does talk about four different kinds of knowledge. There's general knowledge that we learn from books and Scripture. There's knowledge about God that is revealed in Scripture. There's knowledge of God that's based on a personal relationship through faith in Jesus Christ. But a word of knowledge given by the Holy Spirit, what we're talking about today, the word of knowledge that God supernaturally reveals to the believer through the Holy Spirit, is the fourth kind of knowledge the Bible talks about. Unfortunately, today we have many saying that the Holy Spirit has gifted them with a word of knowledge. And it comes out that they just aren't telling the truth. Do they think they're speaking God's knowledge? Maybe. I personally believe that at least some of them are saying something is from God when, frankly, the real reason they're talking is to enrich themselves, either monetarily or in their influence on others. Now we're to the war started this week between Russia started when they invaded Ukraine. I've heard quite a few folks this week saying that they received the gift of a word of knowledge. They had a personal word from God concerning the war in Ukraine. Did they? I don't know. And while I absolutely believe that some of those claiming this gift could actually have it, do they all? I can say with certainty that they don't all have it because some are saying that absolute opposite of what someone else is saying. How do you know what to believe? How do you know whether the knowledge that you or that someone else has is actually from God? Remember what we've talked about over the last few weeks. The gifts of the Spirit point others to God. They build up and edify the church, and they bring lost people to Christ. These gifts produce the fruits of the Spirit, and they do not contradict God's word. 1 John 4:1-3 tells us, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world." God's word tells us to test the spirit and then gives us ways to identify false knowledge. Gives us ways to identify a liar. 1 Timothy 6:3 tells us that if anyone is claiming knowledge that does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and godly teaching, then it is false. Y'all, we live in a world where information about anything is available instantaneously. Whether we know how to use the technology or not, most of us carry a device around with us that contains access to more information in a second than previous generations had access to in their lifetime. But how many times when we're wanting to check out something, maybe we heard it on the news, maybe somebody else said it, maybe whatever, so often we go to Google instead of God's word. Google is not going to tell us God's heart. Google is not going to tell us explain to us what God wants us to know. So often, It's our hearts that explain. Now, I may say a thing that sends you on a thinking journey, but it's our hearts, and that's when we receive a gift of the word of knowledge. That word of knowledge lets us know what is true, but we can't know what is true if we don't read Scripture. A few weeks ago, I said that we don't have to memorize the entirety of Scripture because of faith. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to know the information that Scripture contains. That we have to know if we're going to be able to, we must know the information in Scripture if we're going to be able to test the knowledge presented to us. We have to know the information in Scripture. If we're going to be able to test the knowledge we think we have. Now, I've told y'all before, I don't watch the news anymore. If something happens in the world that I need to know, I will hear about it from other places. This week, I heard about Russia invading Ukraine about an hour after I woke up when I checked my email. Out of approximately 25 to 30 emails, not counting blatant spam in my inbox, probably around 12 of those said that the invasion signaled the end of the world. Some of these urged me to accept Christ now to avoid the tribulation and the fires of hell. Others were trying to sell me stuff to eat and power my home if supply chains or the power grid went down. And I'm going to tell you, the emails in my spam folder were even worse. Some of them were actually selling God's protection in the coming world war. These supposed holders of the word of knowledge were false because they tried to stir fear in others. 2 Timothy 1:7 says God doesn't give a spirit of fear. But y'all, the loud voices proclaiming a word of knowledge from the Holy Spirit that it's the end of the world, repent before it's too late, or that we are entering in, are already in the tribulation, are doing nothing but stirring fear. And that's not biblical, y'all. I'll stand flat-footed and say it's not. Because God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. Remember last week when I told you that a word of wisdom from the Holy Spirit will produce the fruits of the Spirit? It's the same thing with the word of knowledge and, well, frankly, every gift of the Spirit. If what you feel the Holy Spirit is telling you or giving you does not produce love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and our self-control, it is not of the Spirit of God. Has Putin started World War III? Is it the end of this age? Is Jesus coming back on X day at this precise time? I don't know. What I do know is that Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, but about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only the Father. So please, friends, don't listen to the fearmongers and the hate stirrers. Share Jesus' gospel of love and repentance. Be praying to the Father for gifts from the Holy Spirit to guide your walk and your words. And above all, be the light this world so desperately needs right now. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us gifts through the Holy Spirit, gifts that calm us, sustain us, and strengthen us, and yes, teach us. This world may be turning upside down, Father, but when we keep our eyes toward heaven, we know it doesn't matter what the world does. Thank you for Jesus, our anchor in every storm. And help us always to tell others of the shelter He brings and provides. And it's in His name we pray. Amen.